Eric Frickberg is here with the Rural News. Hi, Eric.
He is indeed.
Now, a scheme aimed at helping the pork industry during the COVID-19 response, that appears to be wrapping up.
That's right, Corin. Under Level 4 and Level 3 restrictions, the pork industry was struggling with an oversupply of thousands of pigs on farms. That was because independent butchers, small retailers and restaurants were shut down and so unable to buy their meat. And so the government agreed to start purchasing surplus pork and give that meat to food banks for the poor. Now, as of yesterday, the Ministry for Primary Industries had spent just under $4 million buying about 560 tonnes of pork for this purpose. The ministry says there are about 2 weeks left of the 9-week-long initiative, and in that time, it expects to purchase another 70 tonnes. David Baines from the industry group NZ Pork says this support from the government has been vital. Even so, demand for the protein still hasn't recovered to normal levels.
It's still a challenge. We're finding that the normal market is not back to normal. But with the government agreeing to purchase some of the surplus pork and provide it through to food banks, it has formed a really key part of our range of options to move surplus product through the supply chain. That arrangement is coming to a conclusion now. It has enabled us to avert a welfare crisis on farms, so we're very grateful that the government has been able to work with us on that. And we're just, I guess, looking forward with a lot of interest and concern that we're able to continue to manage the potential oversupply problem.
That's David Baines, the chief executive of NZ Pork. Now, the Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, says the support was put in place so thousands of pigs didn't go to waste due to COVID-19 restrictions. But he says as the industry transitions to a more normal situation, now is the time for that support to wrap up.
What was a challenging situation became one of benefit for a large number of Kiwis. Now the industry has to get on and, I guess, look for new opportunities in the domestic market.
That's Damien O'Connor.
Now, the call for Waikato University to be the site of New Zealand's third medical school is being reignited.
It is, and the aim is to focus on health for the farming sector. Now, Waikato University Professor of Rural Health, Roger Strasser, says COVID-19 has made the need for a new school where clinical learning is rurally based to be a top priority. Now, that idea was first floated in 2016. Since that time, it's politically gone on the back burner. But the newly appointed professor says the pandemic highlights the need to have a different sort of medical school. Roger Strasser says overseas recruits will not be around forever to plug gaps in rural healthcare, which needs special attention.
A very different kind of medical education and producing a different kind of graduate. And New Zealand has a huge need. New Zealand, particularly in terms of doctors, has been dependent on international medical graduates for many years. And in the context of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic, it's not clear what will happen in terms of supply of international medical graduates. So there's some urgency, really, especially for people in the remote rural and Maori communities of New Zealand.
Roger Strasser says Waikato University has continued to prepare for the medical school with this new School of Health focusing on rural communities.
One of the really important aspects of how to turn around the situation in rural New Zealand is to encourage and support young people in rural communities in New Zealand to see a future for themselves that might include health, a career in health. And so this Bachelor of Health program actually provides the opportunity for students from rural communities, from Maori communities, to study at university and prepare themselves for a career in health.
That's Waikato University Professor Roger Strasser, and that's Rural News for now.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Eric Frickberg, there with your Rural News.